Yeshaya Parakim and Vav Pasuk Tesla Uli Nishma Savi Mori Pesach David Ben Abraham Nata, and for Refuah Shalema, for all of those who need Refuos and Yeshuos, wrapping up a momentous parak, but now we're out of Haftorah land and into a few final sentences. Kol Chayaso Sadoi, all of the animals of the field, Esayu Le'echol Kol Chayaso Bayar, they are going to come and devour all of the beasts of the forest. Now, this is very against nature and unusual that the domesticated animals are going to consume the wild animals. Is not the way we ordinarily think that these things are going to go. So all of the Gerim who surrendered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu peacefully, as if they were domesticated to do his will inherit and devour the Gentile nations who refused to do so and remained arrogant and apart like the beasts of the field. Another way of looking at it, the Chayaso Sadai are the cultivated higher class of civilized people of the world, says Rav Schwab, who at that time will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the one and only God. But the wild beasts, the animals, the beast-like people who had the chance to join the Jewish people but stubbornly refused to do that and remained uncultivated out in the woods, they are going to be devoured and inherited perhaps the final war of Gog Umagog. The meaning of the destruction is a little veiled in mystery, says Rav Schwab, as are many nebuos in this sefer. And it'll make an awful lot of sense after we see it happen, but until we see it happen, it's kind of hard to imagine what that means. Pasuk Yud, with a big tzadi, Tzofav Ivrim Kulom Lo Yadau. The watchmen are all blind and know nothing. So we're talking now about these these apparent beasts of the field who refuse to see the way of God. So many people continue either to resist, like the Chayos Yo'ar, or to be complacent and to just ignore the whole thing, not listen to his words, not see the truth. So these watchmen are blind. They know nothing. They're, you know, security guards. Kulam Kilavim Ilimim. They are all like mute dogs, elame. Lo yuchlu linboach, and they cannot bark. Hozim shochvim, they just lie there, lazily, drowsily, sleepily. Ohave lanum, they just love to nap, they love to sleep, like a dog on the porch, sleeping out the whole day. A watchdog, a sheepdog, is supposed to chase away the predators, but these guys are sleeping. They're lazy. They love nothing more than to just lie there and doze off. What lazier image can you possibly have? And dog, of course, is not a complimentary phrase in Lashon HaKodesh or in the Nach. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hakelavim Azei Nefesh. And then there's the dogs who are greedy, Lo Yodu Sava, and they're never fulfilled. They're never satisfied. Dogs of Azus Panim means impudence. These alleged watchdogs, the leaders, are like bold-faced, demanding dogs who are never satisfied. And decent Jewish leaders sometimes, too. Impotent, demanding money from the people, demanding kavod, but accomplishing nothing. Behema ro'im. And they shepherd lo yadu havin, but they don't understand. So they're supposed to be shepherding the people, but they don't want to give mussar. They don't want to bark at the people, because the people will turn right back on them and say, you think you're any better than we are. In the beginning of Shoftim, we said it. In the beginning of Sefer Rus, Vayehi Bimei Shvota Shoftim, in the era of judging the judges, where the people would say, you're no better than me. You're committing crimes and taking bribes, and you're just as vice-ridden as I am. Kulam Ladar Kampanu. Everyone turned their own way. They're just looking at the nose on their face and nothing else. Rashi says, L'derech haniyasam, for whatever hana'a they want. Ish levitzo mikotsehu, each one seeking his own profit. These aren't selfless leaders. These aren't noble leaders who follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who want to squeeze out of everyone whatever they've concocted to give themselves a pleasurable, rich palace to live in. Terrible, terrible take on the leaders that we have who are not worthy of the name. And finally, Pasuk Yud Beis, Esayu Ekcha Yayin V'nisba'a Shechar. And these so-called leaders say, come, I'm going to bring wine. Let us drink our fill of beer. Sova, let's be full of beer. V'haya Chazeh Yom Machar. And tomorrow will be more of the same. Gadol Yeser Ma'od. Or even to a much greater extent. The false prophets, the leaders say to each other, let's all get drunk. But dull your senses so you don't see the truth. Give the people what they want in Rome, they used to say. Circuses and lions and death matches, and that'll satiate the people. Give them MMA. Give them superhero movies. Give them popular culture that numbs the brain. So after we prophesied about the incredible world of the future during the time of the Mashiach, so who is he talking about now? He could be talking about the ones who are refusing to join the Jewish people at the very end. In the last Narnia book, if any of you read those, they were the classic books of my childhood, Scholastic, you could always get the Narnia set. And in the last battle, which is Geyishkeit intact very much, but at one point, the true Narnians break through into a better and more wonderful world where everything is glorious. But the dwarves, who are only for the dwarves, are blind to what's really happening outside, and all they want to do is drink, and all they want to do is sit in their barn, limiting themselves by their own lack of imagination about what's happened to the world. So the fact, what many Mefarshim say, though, is that these are the leaders of Yeshaya's time, that he's like, I'm promising you this incredible future, as Moshe Rabbeinu said in the words of Rabbi Beryl Wine, and all you complain about is pickles. I'm teaching them the secrets of the universe, and they just want the avatichim. They just want the pickles that they had, the kishuim, back in Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, this happens generation after generation, and it never changes. And we still have plenty of these leaders with us today.